Hey there, Audio Boo. Adam Daniel Mazet here, adamdanielmazet.com. This is Toronto, Canada. Thanks again for listening. I'm going to talk a little bit today about customer service and the kind of services that you receive or that you avail yourself of, and basically what's your attitude with respect to service. I'm also going to be doing this audio probably inside and outside. I'm presently inside. I might go outside, so you might hear some different ambient sound. Maybe not. Depends how I feel. So I've recently had a really positive and negative at the same time customer service interaction with the provider that supplies me with my wireless service. I've been a customer of this company for many years, many, many, many years, and I've been extremely satisfied with them ever since I joined them. Recently, I had a little transaction that I put through as certain things in my work life were changing, and I needed to build in another line for to separate my personal and my business affairs, and that also entailed a hardware acquisition, and also entailed some creative billing that needed to be adjusted. In any event, it was a sort of bittersweet experience, and the first time that I had ever really encountered a somewhat not altogether positive experience dealing with this particular operator. Now, I don't want to mention any names, and I also don't want to mention any specific individuals. I'm going to describe this scenario in a general sense so that you can get an idea as to what really kind of irked me or what went wrong in that scenario. Before I launch into the specifics, and I'm just debating how much of the specifics I want to divulge or talk about, the idea is, I think in the West, in North America in particular, in Canada, in the United States, in very specific terms, we've become accustomed to a certain level of a me-first service mentality, which means that service providers have to go above and beyond the call of logical or even rational duty to supply levels of service to their respective customers in ways pretty much which are not altogether normal. Like, the things that people expect their various, you know, vendors or shops or things to do, and considering them more as obligations as opposed to nice to haves or bonuses or gravy, kind of makes me think, you know, at the age where I'm at right now, and after having lived in various places in the world and seen service practiced, I do very much appreciate great service, and I do tip very nicely when I get great service. We've talked about this before on the tipping boo, but I think we come to expect a whole hell of a lot from the people that sell us the things that we buy, and I think it's quite unfair to these various organizations that sell us these things. Because people make the most outlandish, ridiculous requests for things without any degree of fairness or rationale. And there's a lot of reasons why people, I suspect, do that. Part of them involve arguments, somewhat spurious arguments, like they make a lot of money anyway, so what's the difference if I present some unreasonable demand? Alternatively, you'll see somebody say something like, capitalism is a bunch of, you know, grubby pigs that basically steal from each other, and so if I, you know, act in a similar vein, less than honorably, and I start making outlandish, ridiculous, completely insane demands for stuff, it doesn't really do much to upend what is essentially a corrupt and venal system anyway. Those type of arguments I'm not even going to entertain on this boo. What I do want to talk about, though, is I think people make really unusual demands on the people that they buy their stuff from, and it's completely not fair. And I think people receive very good to excellent service on a regular basis, and they receive absolutely outstanding, smashingly terrific, spectacular service on rare occasions. And I think people think that they deserve the spectacular, smashing, absolutely fantastic service 100% of the time, when it should actually be viewed as a bonus. I'm going to just go outside now, and I'll continue this discussion right shortly. So basically what happened was, there was a mix-up in the delivery. There was a UPS courier shipment that was ball-dropped, and there was a need to explain on at least two or three occasions to different personnel in the service chain over at this particular company, what exactly had happened, which, you know, for an impatient person or for somebody who thinks that everything should be centralized and that everybody should know about their particular small, you know, micro problems as well as they do. You know, if people do that, they think that the world revolves around them, that everybody else is thinking about them when everybody else has their own lives to lead or other clients to service. And that particular aspect kind of surprised me for a company that really didn't drop the ball in the past, that had never dropped the ball on any of my accounts, and that especially when I travel to Europe and I have issues when I'm traveling, or just people that things that I need to work on, or things I need to get credited back on or discounts, they're always falling over themselves to keep my business, because we all know that a new customer costs more to acquire than a current customer costs to maintain or keep happy. Anyway, I finally managed to escalate the entire discussion to the level of the assistant to the office of the president. And basically what happened was, I had a chance to explain my situation to the assistant to the president, and I basically laid out my concerns. And it still took a couple more days from the time that I actually received the faulty items to the time that the thing was actually resolved. But once they got the Titanic headed in the direction of the proper target, they totally rose above and beyond the call of duty. It was ironic because just the day before, I had this entire mix-up with the shipments, with the UPS, with the personnel, with the multiple needs to explain, with all of the confusions. Just before all of this had happened, I had actually posted something quite praiseworthy of the provider on a friend's Facebook wall, and that person had put out basically an APB asking his following, his audience, to help him select a new Canadian provider since he was upgrading his hardware and shifting his operations, blah, blah, blah. And every time I had posted the name of this particular service provider, almost to a man, everybody in the comments section totally grilled and lambasted this company for having the most slipshod and abhorrent customer service standards, and even to the point of one former 3-year employee had said he'd never, ever, 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 ever buy from them ever again. And my comment went along the lines of, that is the most bizarre phenomenon, because every single thing that I've wanted to have happened, every single thing that I have wanted to have happened with this particular company was done in a manner that was entirely above board. And not only that, I was extremely satisfied with practically every single interaction that I had with this company. So for the life of me, I couldn't understand where this person was coming from with this reputation of this particular company, which is one of the two big boys, we call them, the two big ones. I couldn't understand where this person was coming from. I knew I had heard rumors about this company years ago that had given crappy service, but not anything recently. Anyway, the point of it is, I didn't expect that, you know, again, A, that somebody should know everything about my story just because it's in the notes, or B, that they should care as much as I do, or C, that they should be giving me the kitchen sink on account of the fact that they made a mistake. Yes, I wanted the situation repaired. Yes, I wanted to be acknowledged. Yes, I wanted some kind of a credit. And yes, I wanted things to be sped up and expedited once the mistake was made, because the standard channels were no longer applicable to me. But the point is, there was a mechanism at this company for that. There were standard channels that needed to be followed, and they were. There was chain of commands. I understood that. And I, in turn, got a compliment from the assistant to the president, who A, inquired about what my profession was because I was so curious and inquisitive, and B, complimented me and my patience, and C, went above and beyond the call of duty in privately couriering me the items that I needed once the standard channels via UPS, which is their standard route, didn't pan out. What do you expect from customer service? What I got? That was pretty damn good. If you think you should have gotten more, maybe you should really inquire whether you're the kind of person that can be satisfied at all. And I wonder whether people are actually, I don't want to say sane, but whether they're in their sort of right mind when they make these outlandish requests when companies make mistakes. Because it could happen to anyone, and it could happen to any company. Thanks for listening.